Isn't this like nerd culture? Isn't this a reference to some hentai or something? What is this shit called?
The anime that he watches?
Yeah, isn't this like a, you know, go through me, you go through all of us in the wolf pack?
No, this is just stupid people shit.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you a hot black Latina guy looking for a place to live? Come at 2395 Wagner House Apartment, 124th and 1st Avenue, East Harlem, 718-930-9723. You don't have to pay any rent. I'll give you a key, keys to the king, and we'll be the boss of the house. And it goes from wild to wild to kink. So if you're a top and you're a black Latino, or you are almost like Scott, come check it out at 718-930-9723. Black guy homeless or thug.
Men from jail.
Hot black or Latino guys. Hot black top.
This for all the
creep to king. Creep to king.
Hey, this for all the post champagne. Definitely not insane. He knows what he wants. Black Latino thugs. Give him all you got.
Wow. I mean, Brendan Urie.
The most talented. I forgot how insane the original ad was with Robert Paul Champagne.
Oh, yeah, and that's not even the original ad. That was later on. We just discovered that he had made that request multiple times. Yeah. The original is the, you know.
You got black guys who like to
fucking fuck good. Good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're a black guy out of jail, he says, go.
Almost like you want for these in the key, man.
Try it out.
In my building. Yeah.
And he was so frenzied. Yeah.
And every, like, the most alarming thing is, especially today, in today's world, everybody is all about, you know, even if you're letting your freak flag fly, some degree of privacy. And he's like, here's my address. Here's my phone number. I'm home all the time. Just come over. It is wild. Yeah. It's wild.
It's like those people on TikTok who don't know that they're not sending a personal message to somebody.
Yeah.
They don't know that the whole world
check
sees
it out. We have to build and trot out.
We have to check on Robert Paul. It's
from
been
mile to wild to king.
From mile to wild to king.
He's got it all. Yeah. It's mad. Yeah, we should check on him.
Yeah.
Speaking of amazing YMH related material, content, if you will, a huge, epic live show is happening this Friday. It's YMH Studios. Go to livestream.ymhstudios.com. It is this Friday, April 2nd. Starts at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 Eastern. We have the great Chris DeStefano, Chrissy Chaos, sitting on the couch with us. We have original music by the Marcus King Band. We have incredible special guests and special content and a real, real, real heavy segment. I mean, heavy.
Oh, I'm about to throw up.
I can't imagine what clips. I don't see them in advance.
Yeah, you don't. No, you
this
don't.
This is new to me. And if you guys can one up last episode,
yeah,
I can't even imagine how horrible
it's
going to be.
Hey, what's up with the tits? I thought you were going to get new tits.
Babe.
All right, we'll work on it. But
there's so, by the way, so many fun surprises we have planned
yes.
for you guys.
And
you
even within
no
the
idea.
Heavy segment. It's not the same heavy stuff.
It's new heavy stuff.
New heavy stuff. Yep.
Damn. Yep. I mean, we had prolapsed anuses.
Oh, yeah.
Time.
That's all amateur hour now.
Shut up.
That was warm up. That's just lubing up your beehole.
JV.
Yep. Dang. Now we're going varsity. Yeah.
Now I'm scared. I have to start drinking during that.
But no murders. We decided to not have any murders and no cartel torturing people because people were sending that in. No thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Try to keep it fun.
That was Elaine on
fun and light in the heavy
TikTok
segment
for a while.
Yeah, it's fucking
I was finding
crazy.
There was one talk. I was like, there was a dead body in it.
Yeah,
I was like, should I send this?
I don't
to
want
the police?
Those. I don't want those. I don't want to do gore, like straight up suffering gore. I just like to see someone, you know,
put shit on fries and eat them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because that's more fun. Like, ultimately, that's a lighthearted gag.
Hey, I think I can do this skateboard trick. Oh no, there goes my collarbone. Yeah, like that. That's fun.
Yeah.
You know? But not like, hey, this guy didn't pay us. Let's disembowel him in front of his family.
Right.
Like, I don't want to watch that.
I'm not interested either.
No.
Well, I'm glad that you drew the line there.
Yeah, no, I don't, because it I don't get anything out of it
doesn't
other than
your,
like, you know.
Doesn't make your penis hard at all.
No. Those are for group texts. That's true.
Oh, you
I
send
know
that to
how
the guys?
Much, well, I know how much Nadav doesn't like them. So whenever I get sent those, I immediately either send them to Nadav or I send them to somebody else and I go, send this to Nadav.
The gory ones?
Yeah, the gross, the really bad stuff. Like I sent him one, or I had my friend Sean send Nadav a guy.
You had Sean do it so that he would open it to trick him?
Yeah, and it was a guy who got hit by a train.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I haven't heard from Sean in a while. I wonder what he's sending me. I'm like, oh, okay. I see what this is.
That was fun.
And how long did that scar you for? Did it sit with you?
He didn't even finish the video. He missed the best part.
It was the train one?
Yeah.
I saw the part that I think you think is the best.
The end?
Mm-hmm.
That was wild.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now you have to tell everybody because now you're talking about it.
Tell them.
Yeah, he got fucking hit by a train and splattered all over the rest of the station.
And you saw the blood in the guts and stuff?
Mm-hmm. It was a lot like the Lathe video. You saw a lot of mist and stuff.
And, like, what country was this in? I have to know for context.
I can't tell. One with a lot less safety precautions.
That was nuts.
Like Eastern Europe somewhere.
Yeah, he sent it to me, and I was like, oh, my. And my literally, after I was like, oh, my God, I go, you got to send this to Nadav. He was like, okay.
Yeah. How come you don't share those with me?
I don't think you would really do well with any of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
I feel like left out, though. It's like a...
Okay.
What about Chris Larson and Josh Zollo and any? Maybe
you know what?
Want.
I'll start spreading out the group text.
Yeah. It's kind of... Chris probably feels left
Chris,
out,
I'm
too.
Sure Chris is really bummed out that he didn't get that
Chris,
text.
Are you super bummed? I am a little jealous, I got to admit.
You know, this is one of those things that I'm okay missing out on.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, let's start the show, okay? There's a lot to go over, a lot to get into. Here we go. Let's start the show.
This ain't a white man's world anymore. This ain't a white man's world anymore.
Oh.
Okay.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
That's cool.
Don't that
is
bring very anyone cool. loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsu.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Meow.
Yeah, it's going to be a
news?
Fun week, man. It's not a white man's world anymore.
No, and he's singing from a laundromat, which I don't know if you've... When's the last time you went to a laundromat? But it is a bummer to do your laundry at the laundromat.
It can be. It can be. But usually it's cool if someone's singing like a white hymnal, you know? Then it kind of brightens your day.
Wait, I think he's saying that the white man's day is over.
He is.
Yeah.
No, he definitely is saying that, yeah.
So it's against the white man.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was being facetious. I wasn't.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, he's singing a cool song, and it would certainly be fun to be, you know, taking your clothes out of the dryer and hear.
This ain't a white man's world anymore.
Yeah, he's
not
reading
like
the
it ever was before. Getting wilder, more and more, from L.A. to D.C. The Windy City,
he's
what's changed cannot
yeah.
be restored. This ain't a white man's world anymore.
Okay.
CNN had a fighting again, pissed because a cop brought him down.
Mm-hmm.
On Fox News, it started at 10, it was the other way around.
Okay.
Cops outraged because they didn't pull a gun. CNN says they had more than one. What channel are you watching? I can tell you it's not the one that brings us all together.
Okay.
This ain't a white man's world anymore.
It's really interesting lyrics. I mean,
yeah.
He was bringing about the reality that depending on where you get your source, you know,
it's so
tells
true.
A different story,
it's
tells
so
a
true.
Different narrative. But then, I don't know, I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then he kind of hooks you with this ain't a white man's world again. And I'm like, right. Oh, yeah. It's,
right, like I'm on board.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, this is a bold statement,
the
but
news thing
okay.
was interesting.
Someone's pissed because a paycheck was missed, claims it was a racial thing. Mm. White guy mad because the paycheck was his.
Oh.
Rumors fly like birds sing.
Oh, wow.
We got movie regulations creating stipulations. Gotta be sure it's all diverse. Want no humiliation and mm-hmm. equal compensation. Does it make the movie better or worse?
There you go.
It ain't a white man's
world anymore.
It does yeah. have a good hook.
He's got some pipes.
That. He's got pipes and a strong message. I got very specific there for a minute. Like, I didn't understand what he was talking about. And then back to the message, which is good.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And I like that he wrote those lyrics. He's been working on this song.
He's
like, you know where I should rehearse it? At the laundromat.
The laundromat.
Make sure I record it. Did he post this, like, online?
On YouTube, yeah.
He put this on YouTube himself?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Well, he's, you know, good for him, the hustle. That's
yes.
how Justin Bieber
got, nice echo in
got
there.
Famous, you guys. Don't forget.
Yes, this could be the next Justin
YouTube,
Bieber.
On YouTube, if you put it out there, who knows, this could be the next, what's that song that won't take my horse
yeah.
to the something road?
Yeah, Lil Nas X, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This ain't a mud man's world. Yeah, for sure.
If it got remixed. And produced right?
What if like some huge artist got on it? They're like, we love your song, man.
I don't know.
I mean, I bet like Toby Keith would be into it, you know?
Toby Keith.
Yeah, all those guys. G. I bet G could sing this
oh,
fuck out of this.
G would JSD to sing yeah. this song. Because then
he'd be like, you know, I really actually feel like it's a unifying song when you think
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, yeah. He'd find a way to make it about love and humanity mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah. Him singing the white man. You know, do you realize that if G was like, I'm going to start singing This Ain't a White Man's World, that they'd be like, hey, you're moving from arenas to stadiums in the southern United States.
He would
you're
wreck
playing,
his career.
Bryant Denny Stadium this week. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, six shows. Six shows at the stadium for White Man's World? Okay. Where's the queen? What's this queen's name again? Trish.
Oh, Trish. Yeah,
yeah
Yearwood.
She comes
She's
out
super.
Back up on it. White man's world.
Oh my! Does she sing backup for Garth?
No. She does her own thing for sure.
Yeah, she. They don't perform together. I don't know.
Sometimes, like
it.
In their living room or in Studio G, they will.
In Studio G.
Yeah, but yeah, they tour separately.
In Studio G.
Yeah.
Oh
but,
man.
Very cool, man. Thanks for putting that song out there. It's a cool message.
It is. Yeah.
I was in Chomaha over the weekend.
You were, and did you enjoy
it's
it?
It's kind of a white man's world there, if you know
it
what I mean.
Really.
Yeah, it wasn't real mixed in the audience, but I actually had a great time. It was fun shows. People are very sweet there. Very nice.
And yeah, very nice. I like Chomaha as well.
It's really nice, actually.
Did you go to their downtown? They have a little...
Yeah, I walked around there.
There's a health food store I go to every now and then.
It was good.
What
I had
you
a good
eat?
Time. It was, you know, I wouldn't say I had the most exciting cuisine, but ranch. Breakfast was breakfast, you know.
Oh, you did breakfast. And, yeah, you liked their breakfast.
Yeah, and then nothing really too exciting. No, I didn't, you know, didn't go crazy with lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Dinner was at the club.
Oh, yeah, so you're eating club food, yeah. Which is like always kind of...
Asked for chicken breasts and shit like that.
Chicken tits. Chicken tits.
Oh, we added a second Spanish show in Addison. That's Dallas Tejas, the night, 10 o'clock at night. That's my first late show in Spanish. That's going to be fucking wild.
Your brain, you have to focus on.
And then are those Spanish? Yep. I got some new Spanish shows on sale
that's
in
amazing,
June.
Tom.
Ontario Improv, Brea show in Spanish. And looks like I'm going to be doing the Borgata August 28th, is it?
But not in Spanish.
No. That's in English. God damn it. No, I'm not doing
April 9th through 11th, Des Moines. The only show that is available is the Sunday show, so scoop those tickets up now. April 23rd through 24th, Fartniks, Arizona.
Fartniks.
May 6th, one night only, Breast Balls Beach, West Palm Beach, Florida. June 11th through 12th. Wise Guys in Shart Lake Titties, and then the LOL in San Antonio.
LOL.
Liberty Township. Sounds like
in
a...
July,
Liberty Township, Ohio. And then I go Columbus, and then we go to where... I don't even know where that breaks down. Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Damn, you're doing the road,
Denver.
Homie.
I'm gearing up, you
know
guys. Orlando Improv. And that's
how do you get
year.
A job here, fuck face?
He's so fired up. He goes, fuck face.
Yeah. You know, I got a little treat.
What's that?
Touching my camera through the fence, you faggot.
We got a really awesome Fez Smoker video we found.
Oh.
You want to see it?
Yes.
It's pretty rad.
So you might cry because you can't have my cock, ladies. I'm sorry. You may fucking hate me for it. Been hated for it more than once. I am fucking one. Fuck you hard. Wicked. Tears them twat lips to pieces.
Wow.
Red and ravish. Fucking crazy shit. I am father cock, bitches. You must be 120 or less. You must be solid-minded. You must be fucking sexy. You must be grist fucking sweet. I'm not going to go for it unless you're not. I strive for fucking perfection. Sorry. Perfection. You must be under 120 pounds for starters, period. You were over 120 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You were drunk on top of that. Let's just suck on my cock a little bit just because I'm a good sport. I am an elite fucking force. Look at this neck. I do not want to get on somebody that's not fucking solid. At least fairly solid.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's so much happening.
My shoulders. I don't want to fucking hurt my shoulders fucking you bitches anymore. Give you such high repetitious poundings. It fucks me up.
I love him.
Not lately since I got rid of Boogie. That motherfucker was tearing my arms out of the socket. I'm done. You must be fucking strikingly beautiful all the time.
It's
every,
awesome.
Every fucking stitch of clothing must be perfect.
Oh.
I want you wearing perfume. I want you 120 pounds or less.
You got that.
You got it.
Jeez.
And I don't want you drunk or fucked up. I'm sorry.
Well, that's
it.
I mean,
that's surprising.
And procedures. Yeah.
Well, let's go through the want list here. I mean, is this his,
it's amazing.
Is this his Raya profile that he's putting
up? Oh,
so first of all, we got 120 pounds. You must be an impeccable dresser. Sober.
Sober.
Which is surprising.
That's the most surprising of all. He's like, you need to have a solid head on your shoulders.
Yeah.
If you want to mess with me. Not drinking, nothing like that. What?
But then
I am father cock, bitches.
Father talk?
Father cock.
Oh, father cock,
like
yeah.
Father time.
Sure. I've never noticed his tats on his shoulders. That's kind of cool. We got to see that.
Oh, man.
Wait, there was one
if
more.
If you're over 120...
I just suck on my cock a little bit just because I'm a good sport.
I'll let you suck on my cock.
Right. And that's kind of neat to know up front that he's really into that. So, like, you need to be into that if you're...
No, that's a treat for you if you're over 120.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So this is another check. Yes, I'm on 120. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get to suck your D. Good.
Tears them twat lips to pieces.
And I'll tear my twat lips to pieces. Who even talks?
Fed smoker, one of the greatest American heroes.
I'm going to tear your twat lips to pieces.
Yeah.
That is so romantic. What? Do you think a lot of women want their twat lips torn to pieces? That's a very vivid.
There's a few out there, but I think some of them might not meet his requirement for being sober. You know, I think the girl who's like, I do think that sounds appealing, is probably not level headed.
Not well.
Yeah.
I want my twat lips.
Yeah, I think she might be tweaking like him, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I'd still choose him over, who was the other guy that we had between Fed Smoker and.
No, the Fed Smoker, would you rather, was that or watch your parents have orgasms?
I'd still have sex with him.
What?
Yeah, same Nadav, yeah.
You're so, so crazy.
Yeah. I just such high repetitious poundings.
It's fine. I can handle it. I've had two kids. My twat lips are strong. They've already been torn open. I don't mind.
God.
I am fucking one. Fuck you hard.
Yeah. He's fit. Look, let's talk about the positives of Fed Smoker.
Okay.
He's in great shape. He's showing you he's got a strong neck and chest. He's got his own car. We know that at times he is employed at Falcon Car Wash.
Dentistry school.
He likes to travel.
Yep.
He can remove his own teeth. He's resourceful.
Yeah. He's got a lot of cool stuff going on.
Lots of cool stuff.
Yeah.
He's got good shades.
Great shades. He has a collection of shades.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really cool, man.
That was
Thanks.
Really cool. Turns out, he's a cool guy.
He's a pretty cool dude.
Just fucking lick that pussy to pieces.
It's a Fed Smoker.
Oh, that was him too?
Different clip, yeah.
Yeah, but he's also going to lick the pussy to pieces. Is
what
that what
said.
It says?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are really into it.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Beef
you
curtains.
Fucking retard.
Okay.
Fucking.
Austin update for people.
Momston, I believe we're renaming that place.
Tejas. We are moving. I want you to know that... this show, of course, continues. People have asked if that's the end of Two Bears. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So just so you know, 2 days after we move to Austin, I fly back here. And then 4 days after that, you fly back here and we do Your Mom's House here because our studio won't be ready in time. So you'll still see this studio for a while on the channel. And Two Bears stuff will continue. And, you know, like whenever one of us isn't around, we'll have a guest bear, but we will continue to do that show.
I think was Bobby Lee.
Oh,
he's a cub. He's not a bear.
Bobby and Santino broke in here when we weren't here. And
so rude.
Show. It was super rude. But yeah. So anyway, that stuff will all continue. The shows will still come to the channel. Same time, same dates.
And where
as
my
usual.
Mom's at will continue as well. Dr.
And can
Drew
we
after
fucking
dark.
Talk about how amazing Tom Talks is for fuck's sake. I've been having one-on-one conversations with, like, just, I mean, incredible guests, man. I've had Derek Delgado, the guy who did In and of Itself, Deion Sanders, Tony Gonzalez. I got incredible guests coming up, and we're putting them out twice a week on my personal YouTube channel. If you want to listen, just down, you know, just subscribe on iTunes or wherever. So, twice a month, every other Thursday. But it's on my personal YouTube channel if you want to watch. And if you want to listen, it's wherever podcasts are available. I'm trying to just reach out and talk to people I find really interesting and want to have one-on-one conversations with. So that's something that we'll continue to do, too. Of course, Where My Mom's At will continue to come out. But anyway, that's...
It's a very exciting. I can't wait. So far, everybody's been really cool to us in Texas and reaching out. And everyone's... very welcoming, and I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to the change.
And we have a lot of love, we should say, for Los Angeles. I mean,
I've been here
as long as I've ever lived anywhere. I've lived here 19 years, and you've been here your whole life, and you know, we'll still be here a lot. Like, I already have two tickets back here within a month of moving, so we'll be here. But anyway, now that that's out of the way,
just so you know, Studio Jeans will stay. You guys, don't worry. Nothing's ever going to change.
Yeah.
We're going to be here.
It's
for
still
you.
Happening.
We're still your jeans. Two mommies, one jeans.
Now, you told me, because noticed this, like if you walk out of our house and you go to get a coffee, because we always go to the same coffee place, you walk out, there is this one neighbor. Because you pointed out, you mentioned it, and I was like, wait a minute. Is it if you go to the right and then you go, yep, there's a guy who does driveway workouts and front yard workouts, and he also restores dirt bikes in his front yard. It's
well, and let's be clear, like, we don't live in a very rural neighborhood.
Right.
Like,
we live in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So yeah. Restoring dirt bikes in certain neighborhoods is probably normal fare,
yeah.
But not where we live. It's LA.
It's strange.
And not only that, so he works out in front of his house, which is odd because I'm pretty sure he has a backyard too that he could work out in. But the part that strikes me as interesting is that he's a loud worker outer.
Yeah.
And I'll walk by and I'll hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll literally go, tsah! Tsah! Like when he's doing pull up, tsah! And you can hear it as you're walking across the street and down. I'm like, that is so, it's so embarrassing. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
First of all, like, aren't you mortified to work out in public anyways? Like, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, for workout.
Wait, do it again.
I mean, it's crazy in the gym, you know?
That's what I'm hearing. And these are just pull-ups?
It is so insane.
It's insane.
It's insane.
That's what he sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pull-ups.
You see it in gyms, too. I like that you go to, like, a gym. I haven't been in a community gym in a while now, but there's always that guy, and you're like,
yeah.
Okay, man.
Yeah,
really?
Chill.
Yeah, it's like, are you squatting like 500? No. No, he's just like curling 25, and you're like, you scream for that? What's going on with you, man?
Right, and I've been around you. When you lift weights, you're quiet as a mouse.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're going for like heavy, that where you, it's like you're pulling everything you got. But like for just going, if you're doing sets of 12, you don't need to go, like with every rep. You just don't. You don't. That's theatrical.
The sound effects are for whose benefit? Like, you know you're being loud.
Some people, I'm sure, I do.
I know, of course.
I've been working out for years, and that's part of my, it's how I breathe correctly. I always go, with every rep. Okay.
You don't need to make a sound. You don't need to make a sound every time.
You don't. But, you know, there's just tennis
it's
players.
Not true.
You remember, we grew up watching Monica Seles.
Yeah.
Every time, right? Every time. That's her right there.
Well, it's funny, Tom. Remember when we were doing tennis with our coach chair?
Yeah.
And his sound is. And I would make fun of him. I go, Mike was his name. I go, Mike, is that your tennis sound? He's like, what? I go, that's your sound. And I go, Tom needs to come up with his tennis sound.
You should have seen him, though, because that was like, once I got into doing three times a week.
Yeah.
And he would start to like rip his fucking
his sounds?
High level. Oh, yeah. When he was really.
He's really talented.
Super talented. Yeah. I mean, you'd see that thing just 100 whatever miles an hour coming at you, you know.
And what was his sound? Would they go.
It would just louder. Yeah. Yeah.
Like he.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So he would turn up the volume on the sound depending on how.
Oh, yeah. How forceful he's playing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I don't know. Maybe. Is it just me that when I exercise, I don't want other people to see me? I'm so embarrassed of how I
look. Some people.
I'm awkward.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sweaty and middle-aged. Like, I don't need the audience.
The audience. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
So he must want the audience is what I'm saying.
That guy, maybe. Yeah, I think it's a little theatrical that he's doing that, like the workout with the garage open in the driveway. And he's, yeah, it's so that you walk by. What's going on there?
Yeah. And he sometimes.
Oh, you're working out while you restore a dirt bike? That's cool.
He's got, and he has the trainer sometimes with him. And then you hear the two of them going back. Yeah, it's so weird, man.
Yeah, they go back and forth.
I guess because I'm very self-conscious, as are you. I think in our core, we're very
private. I saw in Chomaha that I was walking through the mall with Jeff Tate. We went to the mall one afternoon just fucking around, and we walked by a Chinese massage, like, mall setup. So, but it's just, it looks like a store. I mean, it's just glass, you know, windows, and there's just, like, people laid out on tables. I was like, I don't think there's anything worse than getting massaged in front of people.
In front of people.
You know?
It's
like,
so
I did that once at the airport.
I was
sitting there. I was like, yeah, but like, I'm on display. And like, they're just grinding, you know, your your shoulders, and you're like, I don't know, man. Can you? Is there a door?
And the like, guy, the guy's grinding you, and he's like, you want one next?
Yeah. Like, and then he's like, he's doing this too. Like, he's like on his phone. He's like, you know, like reading messages as he.
Horrible. I can't think of anything. It's so morbid. I even feel embarrassed getting a shoe shine in public. I've done that once, and I was like, it's just like too many people looking.
It is. I know, especially like if it's not a white person, then you're like, look, man, I don't feel comfortable with this.
Check you your point of personal privilege, Tom.
I really don't like it. I'm like, is there a white guy you could have do this?
Point of personal privilege.
It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't care how much I tip you. I can't. I don't like it.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
I've been watching the Point of Personal Privilege video all weekend. It makes me laugh all the time.
Point of personal privilege.
Can you watch, please, your volume? I'm overstimulated.
I think we...
Stupid idiots. I mean, again, like what you expect people in public to conform to what you want. It's absurd.
Quick point of privilege once again. Hi, James Jackson, Sacramento DSA, he, him.
He, him.
I have already asked people to be mindful of the chatter of their comrades who are sensitive to sensory overload. And that goes double for the heckling and the hissing. It is also triggering to my anxiety. Like, the be comradely isn't just for, like, you know, let's keep things civil or whatever. It's so that people aren't going to get triggered and so that it doesn't affect their performance as a delegate, okay?
That guy. Imagine being friends with that guy.
Point of personal privilege.
How long do you think it would take before you're like, God. Hey, man, we not only can we not hang out, I want you to get assaulted. Wait.
I want you to get assaulted. Seriously, I can't even hang out with people that take too long to order off a menu.
Yeah, this guy.
That bothers me. Like, and I don't know which one
to realize
get.
You realize you'd sit down at a restaurant and he'd be like, just so you know, I'm super triggered right now.
Oh.
People are ordering and like there's drinks. I can hear glasses clanging. Yeah, you're in a restaurant, fuckhead. There's noise in here. Eat on the fucking sidewalk. That's where you're going to end up anyway.
I would bludgeon him. And I would bludgeon him for his weakness. Like his weakness would anger me.
You
definitely.
Weak fucking person.
Yeah, I agree. It's the...
Yeah, I hope bad things happen to that guy.
Yeah, the audacity to that everyone conform to what he wants. It's just
guys.
Absurd.
Yeah, many people
do
like,
not use gendered language.
Get out of here, man.
You can't say guys. It's a point of personal privilege.
That's right.
You're not supposed to use gendered language.
Okay, cool.
Speaking of... Yeah, sorry.
Where genders are really up in the air still. You lived in San Francisco for a while.
I did. So
we were, by the way, in polar opposite place. I never really thought about that for our college experience. You lived in San Francisco, one of the most cosmopolitan, like diverse,
liberal. Yeah.
And I went to school in Hickory, North Carolina. Where that shit, none of that shit.
None of it.
Nothing.
No non-binary.
Nothing that you saw on a regular basis even happened in Hickory, ever.
No, I mean, I'm telling you, the minute I landed in SF, and I grew up in LA, which is very liberal too, but SF is the epicenter of liberal. And I mean, I remember landing and like going and seeing dudes holding hands at the movie theater, or
you hadn't seen that before.
Billboards of like gay people. Yeah. And that's their norm. So now you are the odd man out in their world. So you have to respect like their,
of course.
But it was, so there's so much nutty stuff going on there. We had a neighbor one time. Now, the first house I lived in, who felt that his circumcision was unfair. And so he would post signs of protest against people circumcising their children in front of his house. Like he wanted to reclaim his foreskin. And that was this guy's whole MO.
Yeah.
And he would always with the billboards and like the signs in front of, it was like our neighbor too. So he'd be like, oh, there's a circumcision guy. Like he's still mad about his dick.
There's so many people that are on that circumcision thing. You know,
I mean, I understand. I guess I understand it.
Yeah,
though.
No, like, but it's what's funny is like that lane of like of writing a sign and painting it red, like this is the blood of every penis that's been circumcised and you're mutilating babies. Like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had somebody lecture me one time about it.
Really?
They go, you know, I think it was. Yeah, it was. You weren't yet pregnant with Julian, but Ellis was born, and somebody. We're talking about, you know, kids, and then a lady goes, did you circumcise them? And I was like, yeah. And they go, like, started to, like, voice their disapproval. And I was like, I don't care that you don't like it, though.
I don't care either.
And then she goes, she went on, and I go, do you have kids? And she goes, no. I go, how are you even a part of this? Like, you don't have anything to say.
No,
you
say.
Don't control, who gives a fuck what you think?
I know. Well, I agree. It's nobody's business what you do with your own kids.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you shit out a boy, and then you can leave his dick alone, okay?
Wow.
And by the way, you'd have to find someone to fuck you first, and I don't think it's going to happen. So.
But it would be like, well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into a topic, a debate on circumcision, but it is like if it's the norm, then you just kind of want the norm. But this,
do whatever you want. Yeah, I don't. I mean, like, here's the thing: if you don't want to circumcise your kid, or you don't want to, I don't care.
Fucking business.
I don't care. But, and if you want to fucking cut the actual head of your dick off, go ahead and do that too. I don't care.
I agree. But this guy did this thing where he regrew his foreskin and he pulled it up with weights, and it was like, I swear to God, it was
there's
a whole thing.
So much you could do in this world, and to for that to be your focus, like for that to be your contribution.
He regrew his foreskin, and then he would tell everybody about regrowing their foreskin and like, ask me how. That was another billboard.
Ask me how.
Another sign in front of my neighbor's house.
Yeah.
And he was also really militant about recycling. Like he would shit on you.
You know
if
what
didn't
I want to tell someone like that? Hey, dude, why don't you grow a garden? Like, you know what I mean?
Do anything
like,
productive.
Why don't you plant some tomatoes?
I know.
Do something else.
I know these angry, I feel bad for him. Obviously it's, you know, he's not well.
I had neighbors or a couple that lived next to us in Hickory at one of my apartments that hated each other. So we would hear them fight through the walls.
That's always fun.
Intense screaming and like that.
Were they cisgendered?
Yeah.
White, normal. Yeah. Yeah.
Then I lived in an apartment in College Park, Maryland.
You did?
Yeah.
Maryland?
So, and I lived in Maryland, yeah.
When?
So.
Do I need to do a background check on you?
I mean, I'm giving you the check right now, you know?
Maryland?
Yeah, I lived in Maryland.
When?
Well, I'm about to tell you.
I'm sorry. I'm a little floored. I've known you for 20. I've known you for 20 years. You've never brought up Maryland.
Yeah, I had a family there.
That's what I was going to ask next.
I had three kids. They're in their 20s right now. So.
Okay, Maryland. I mean,
when I was in college,
Jesus.
The summer after my junior year, I lived in Georgetown in D.C., right?
Yeah, I remember. I lived there. You've told me that, okay?
I lived with family there, and it was the fucking best. I lived in an incredible house in Georgetown. Just remarkable, okay? And I was like, you know, you get so used to it, you're like, yeah, I could totally live here. Because it's their amazing house.
Oh, because they live just in a point of personal privilege in like a nice...
Really nice house.
Neighborhood.
In a really nice neighborhood. Yeah. Like the best neighborhood in D.C.
Oh, wow.
And then that was for an internship. So I lived there for the summer. I go back to school for my senior year. I finish school. I first moved to Boston. And I live with my friend Steve in Boston, him and his wife. At the time it was his girlfriend, but... They ended up getting married. I lived with them on their couch, you know, which is terrible.
Yeah.
But I lived there for like 8 weeks. Then I got an offer from the same place in D.C., America's Most Wanted.
That's right.
So that's where I worked. And so I was like, oh, I'll just go live in Georgetown again with my aunt. And my dad was like, you can't do that. Like they hooked you up.
That was a summer, dude.
Yeah. You can't move in. I was like, why? She's lonely. Like, let me. They're like, no. So I ended up getting hoodwinked because I told somebody at the AMW where I was going to work, and they're like, oh, you can live in my, like, I'm moving out of this place. You can move into it. Fuck. So it was a house in College Park with like six people.
Oh no.
And I think I've said this before, like, I got the bedroom that has a bathroom in it, which is great. One of the other roommates has to use my bathroom.
Oh, God.
So he would come in, take shits.
That's the worst.
Dude, it was a fucking... I mean, it definitely contributed to me not wanting to stay there.
Of course.
Like, not wanting the job. He had to go through my room to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So he would, like, you'd hear a knock. And I'm like, what's up? Going to take a shower? I'm like...
Great.
Okay, cool.
Anytime he can come into your room. What if you take a piss in the middle of the night, he's going to your fucking room.
Fucking nightmare.
It's the worst. Roommate, especially multiples. I had at one point 1, 2, 3, 4 roommates in San Francisco at the same place next door to the circumcision house.
Yeah.
And we lived with two boys. Yeah. And it was the toilet was
it
in
was
a room
the worst.
Separate from the shower room, thank God. But getting ready in the morning for school, like 4 or 5 people showering. There was no hot water ever. And then if you took a shit, it was like someone's always in the bathroom in 5 people house, you know?
Yeah. It was the worst.
It was terrible. God, so, I hated being poor like that.
And they all sucked. Like the
roommates. Those people. That's the worst. Yeah.
They sucked, you know? So I definitely when they offered, I got the job offer to extend because I started with a 3-month contract. So as it came up, they're like, hey, we want to offer you. I was like,
nah, I'm out.
I moved here.
Good. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Well, so that wasn't so sinister.
No.
I was worried.
It was just like, no, it was just like a weird.
Now, I'll make a confession.
Yeah.
We had so many roommates. There was like 5 of us in San Francisco. And I would never do my chores. Big shocker. And there was a chore wheel. So Shauna, my BFF, Bronwyn, my other. And then like another whatever, 2 people, whatever. And I would never do my chores. I would never.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah. But you'd say you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I clean the toilet. Like, no, I don't think I do it once. Yeah.
You're still so messy and nasty.
I've gotten so much love and support. Thank you, everybody, sharing your stories on Instagram. Don't let Tom Segura shame you on your positive oral hygiene habits. Us flossers out there, we have to stick together and unite. Anyway, back in SF2, I also had neighbors that fucked. So we were on the second floor, and
that
if I looked out my...
Awesome.
It was the best. I look out my kitchen, like kitchen window as I was cooking something, and they were fucking right there, and they didn't have any drapery, anything on their windows, and I just watched them fuck.
That's cool.
And then I'd call over the other roomies, like, dude, they're fucking.
They never would like wave at you guys.
What they caught on eventually by the 4th time. We were like, what's up, dude? Oh, shit. Like, oh, one time they finished and we all clapped, and that's when obviously they figured it out.
But were they ashamed or were they smiling? Like,
they were upset.
They were upset.
They were shamed, yeah.
What'd they look like?
Just like, I just remember like, okay, so here's what I saw. Like, so they're just like a white, couple of white people, you know, point of personal privilege. And they would do mission, sorry, she would be on top.
Oh, nice.
And I would see his head just his head like this because the windows are like there.
Yeah.
And then like her on top of him kind of.
And they didn't have drapes or curtains
well,
or anything?
Here's the deal. A lot of people didn't because it was like a slumlord Victorian house. And like the fucking asshole that owned it didn't put curtains on.
So wait, when you applauded, they got mad?
Yeah. They were like, oh. Like the woman was like, what the fuck? Yeah. And I'm like, you don't but have curtains, like, shitbird. Yeah.
I love like neighbor sex. You
it's
know
the
where?
Best, yeah.
At home, because we lived in a house where the neighbor, the divorcee, was getting railed for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
And she was really putting on a show with her orgasms. But in a hotel, it's kind of fun.
That's fun.
Like I've had, you know, I stay in hotels so much. I've had the wall where you start hearing something and then you go right to the right spot and you hear them doing it. I'll jerk off like immediately.
Okay. That's,
don't you do that?
No.
You didn't get turned on and finger yourself when that was happening?
Come on.
No?
Finger yourself.
Wait, if you heard your neighbor, like, in a hotel banging, you don't get turned on by that?
Well, yeah, it's exciting, but I don't need to finger myself.
Well, you know what I mean.
I just like, oh, that's nice.
You don't
like,
masturbate?
Wow, not immediately.
What about in the booth?
I'll probably be like, oh, I wonder what that sound is.
But once you know what it is,
then
you wouldn't masturbate?
Furiously masturbate.
I don't know about jerk off to it, but I'd be like, oh, I should look at some porn.
Right, okay. Like
so
it
leads to masturbation.
No, yeah, I'd be like, oh, I should jerk off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to time it where I came with the guy. You know? I was like, come on, dude. Come on, come on. And then when he went, I was like, here we go. You're getting two lows. Oh, like that. It's fun.
That's great, Tom. Yeah. That's really something else.
Now, when I lived in the valley, like my first one here, I've told that story. I had a nightmare scenario where the wall of my bed, like in my bedroom, was the living room of the neighbor's apartment.
Wait, the wall of your house. I would go
so
there.
She had a routine where she would wake up at like 6 and put on
Watch
the
TV.
Today Show. Like,
oh, God.
But full volume. So it was like her way to wake up. So it was full volume, like, welcome to the Today Show.
Yeah.
And like, you know, all the commercials would be full blast.
Yeah.
6 a.m. And I would just hit the wall, like hit it until she got the clue, like, hey, I'm sleeping in here, you fucking asshole.
That's why I hated spending the night at your house, because of her. She would wake us up super early.
And then upstairs, the guy would shoot porn. So now, you know, this would probably offend people, but he would shoot transsexual porn.
Oh.
So he, not that, you know, it could be any porn, but that's just what he was shooting. And it would also be like, so you'd get home at like 11 o'clock at night, and you're like, wow, it's really lit up. It would be lights like here.
Oh, my God.
You know? And then you would see a trans lady park, walk up the stairs, and then, you know, you'd just pounding, and they're just, but I didn't jerk off to that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wonder why.
I think I was just upset that it wasn't the porn that I would watch.
Like you knew.
I was like, oh, this isn't what I'm into.
That's interesting. So even the same sounds and the same.
Yeah.
Everything.
And also, you know what? It was manufactured. It wasn't real sex.
Oh, that's true. That's different.
Performance.
Performative.
Yeah.
You know what is universally the worst thing to have, though, when you live in an apartment complex? I think anybody who's experienced it, when you live on the bottom floor and the fucker on top of you walks around in like clogs.
Oh, yeah.
Or heavy shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That will fuck. That ruined. I lived in Silver Lake for like 2.5 years, and the nicest lady, I lived in the basement of her house.
She would wear like those wooden
shoes. My, and it was like kong 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 kong, and she would walk around late at night and then fucking up early.
She walked into your place one time when I was still there.
Yeah. So I left, I went to work, and this is when Tom and I were just dating, and you were asleep in the nude. And then she came in to do something, landlady, and then she saw you naked.
And then she was like, he's got nice shoulders.
Yeah, that's what she said to me later. He's like, I saw Tom in there. I mean, it's okay, but he does have nice shoulders. And I was like, you didn't see his dong, lady. You should see his D-I-C-K.
I gave it to her.
Yeah. You know what's so fucked up? I didn't realize how rude I was living in that place, though, is that she was not a smoker, and at the time I was. And so I had a little patio area, remember?
Yeah.
Off to the side. And I would just sit there and smoke every night after work, every night. And it would just go right up into her window.
Sure.
I feel like now looking back, I'm like, that was kind of a shit bird move.
That's life.
Yeah. She didn't want that.
No,
she was a nice lady.
Then we had that old guy who was dying.
Yeah.
He was in his 90s. He
Marty.
Was Marty. And he lived like at the apartment. And I would see him and be like, oh, you're about to die, you know. And he was in his 90s. And it was so summertime in Silver Lake. It was so hot. And he didn't have air conditioning. And like, we didn't have that, you know, the kind of money that, but I was like,
we
should get one for him.
Like a wall unit. Yeah. Like a $200 we'll at least. Cause
and
he was so old.
I went to his apartment. And I go, hey, you know, it's really hot, man. Do you want me to, like, can I get you one? He was like, no, I don't want it. He didn't want it.
Didn't want it. Oh, there is Marty. Yeah.
And he would
actually, that's what he looks like there. That was more Marty. And we wanted to take him out for dinner. He refused.
He wanted to go to Sizzler.
Oh, I love Sizzler. I got that Malibu chicken.
He wanted Sizzler. And he also,
all you can eat
he would get picked up for dialysis twice a week.
Yeah.
And one time I was like, oh, because he's alone. You know, he's alone in this shitty apartment that's 100 degrees. And I'm like asking him some questions like, do you have kids? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, you do? Do you ever see them? He's like, no. And I was like, how could your kids not? And then it occurred to me, it was the first time I was like, oh, you see a sweet old person, but you don't know that they might have been a piece of shit.
Yes.
Like maybe, because I couldn't imagine, the guy that I knew is a sweet old man, but maybe he wasn't a sweet man.
Yeah, you don't know.
You really don't know. The old kind of is camo, you know, where it's probably helpful because you need compassion as you get older. You need people to care for you. But, you know, knowing that he had multiple kids and that they didn't look after him at all, I was like,
that is so true, because I think you assume that old people are good.
You do, naturally. You're like, oh, I'll hold the door for this old person.
Yeah.
I'll be kind. I'll be extra, you know, soft and sweet to them.
Yeah, you don't realize that they can be Satan. Like
they can be the worst.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, he looked like a sweet old man.
He did. But you know what I noticed, too? He always had horrible lighting in his apartment. Like when he'd go down there, he would have the overheads on, like that neon. Yeah. And I was like, God, just take
his care life of was not cool at all.
No.
Terrible.
But I'll tell you what that fool did. You know, we had this weird driveway. Everything in Silver Lake is hills. It was like a perfect incline. This fool, though, could go down in that old ass car. Remember
big,
he had
long ass car,
and he could back up like perfectly at his age.
Well, he'd been driving for 70 years.
Yeah.
So,
I always admired his going down and up the driveway. I'm like, shit, I don't even do it that well, bro.
That was after MacArthur Park, though.
That was
Park,
horrible.
We had
the ramp
where that's where there was a washer dryer on every other floor of an apartment complex, right? So you put your clothes in the washer, and it could be that two floors of people want to also wash their clothes.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people would leave their clothes, you know, because they weren't on top of and sometimes you learn, oh, this clothes is here. Maybe someone's going to come put it in the dryer in the next few minutes. So you go back to your apartment. You go, maybe you set a timer, 30 minutes. You go back and the same clothes is still in the washer. You're like, well, this is going in the dryer now, dude. So that's what I did. And one time the guy caught me doing it, you know.
That's the worst. Yeah. You got to move quickly when you do that.
And I remember like you could feel, the adrenaline surge of like, is this about to be a fight? Yeah, because they really hate when you touch their clothes.
Everybody does.
But hey, come fucking move your clothes, man.
Like, I know. Especially when it's on like a Sunday and everybody's home and you know that is a competitive washer dryer situation.
That was the guy worked at BET and
he's the one?
Yeah. He got real pissed and I was like, "Oh," and I tried to like deflect. I was like, "No, cuz what happened what like I didn't have a but he I did BET. I did stand up on the show there. And I asked him and he was working the show. So I show up to tape stand up and I see him. I'm like, you're my neighbor. He's like, what's up? Like, this is like, he's working at it. He's working on the actual production I'm on. So then like a week or two later, I see him at the apartment and I go, hey man, like, how can I get a tape of that? And he was like, yeah, I don't know, man. I was like, but you work there. He's like, I don't know. He's like, you could
so
email
bizarre.
This person. He gave me, like, the email of the receptionist, you know? I was like, you can't. Nope.
He was sweet, though. At least he was nice. But do you remember those fucking nerds who parked? Okay. Who parked right next to us, was it? We had two spaces.
Yeah.
And then those fucking nerds parked next to us that were like Disney fanatics?
The Pixie Dusted, yeah. We've talked about them. Their license plate said Pixie Dusted. And they wore like Mickey Mouse shit every day.
I know. That's how I feel. And
also, when I brought up Disneyland to them, their demeanor, like they would sit in the elevator like this, and then I'd be like, "What'd you guys do?" And they're like, "We went to Disneyland." And I was like, "Yeah, how was that?" And they're like, "Well, we go every week." I was like, "You go every week
you
to Disneyland?"
Children,
and they're like,
"Yeah,
we have a pass, and it's the most magical place." I'm like, "You're like 36, man."
That's the thing, is that they weren't, and by the way, they weren't in their 20s, which I can kind of even get. Like, hey, when you're in your 20s, let's go to Disney. That's fun. They were like 30. They should have just been like,
you know,
saving for
time?
A house.
I did that.
Get the fuck out of this neighborhood.
That guy one time got in the elevator.
Disney every fucking weekend?
And he goes,
you gotta be joking.
He goes, he's barefoot in the elevator.
Oh, no.
And he's like, hey,
no.
I'm just going to check my mail. Could you hold the elevator for me? And I go, yeah. And he got out and I pressed close and I went back up. You maniac.
Barefoot.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about Carondelet, that what this house was, is that people assume that the public areas were the same as their apartment areas.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, like you can't go to the lobby barefoot.
No.
Ass wipe. And you can't leave your laundry.
Either, man.
No, it was so gnarly.
Yeah.
But think about this too. Here's what enrages me about Pixie Dusted is that here's this young couple. They were married. They were in their mid-30s. We were all living in a really rough neighborhood. So clearly we were all like hoping to move on up.
Everybody was.
Yeah. Like, bro, this was a transitional sitch. You didn't want to be here too long. How much fucking money do you think they poured into Disneyland?
Oh, just tens of thousands of dollars. Yeah.
Did we go to Disneyland when we lived in that shitbag place?
No. We just shopped at TJ's.
Yeah.
Ate frozen food.
Yeah.
And then the landlady would come and eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, we literally
we would go to
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's is amazing. And it is the place to shop, especially when you're like, I have $20 for the week.
Yeah,
and you can get
best.
So much stuff. So they would have like, you know, you try to treat yourself, right? Like you don't have like, so we would buy like appetizer stuff, you know, like
Spanakopita.
It would be like, yeah, like frozen, you know, like
the
hors d'oeuvre
kind of,
yeah, puff pastries. And I like put them in and it's like, you know, let's say it's 12. And she would be like, do you need your air conditioning fixed? You know, she'd come in and I go, and they would just be coming out. And I'd be like, oh, do you want to try a puff pastry? She'd be like, yeah. And then all of a sudden I'd turn and she'd eaten 9. I was like.
She'd eat all of our treats.
Yeah, she'd just eat it all.
And she was super skinny.
No. She had a New York.
They were both from New York. Yeah. The guy was
he had
a long
hair
ponytail
down to the middle of his back. Long,
I
black
love this
ponytail.
Guy. They were nice. They were wonderful people.
And
actually.
Mustache. And he'd be like, "Hey Tom."
Yeah.
He's like, one time he goes, "Hey Tom, kaboy subeg." And I go, "What?" He goes, "Subeg." And I go, "I don't think I have that." He goes, "Yeah, you got one." I go, "No, I don't. A suit bag?" And he goes, "A bag you put a suit in." I go, "Oh, a suit bag."
Suit bag.
Yeah. You mean a garment bag? He's like, "Yeah." I go, "Sure, man. Yeah, you can."
But did you even have a suit bag?
I think
back
I did.
Then?
I think he'd seen it or something, so he mentioned it, and I go, "Yeah, sure." He was going on a trip somewhere.
Tommy, when I think back, we had so little back then.
Yeah, that was.
Those were crazy times, and you and I were like, "We're going to become comedians," and. I remember being so anxious those years, just like not being able to sleep at night because you didn't know if you're going to get feature work. We were just trying to be feature acts. Remember that shit?
It was a lot.
And I remember just like the crippling anxiety and also the drive to get the hell out of that neighborhood and get the hell out of that building.
The crazy thing is like we get the hell out of that building.
Fuck, man.
We go from there to Silver Lake and then from Silver Lake to Redondo, which is like fucking 30 miles. From
I
Los
know.
Angeles,
we've
really.
Made a big change.
And then we're living in that guest house. And we have, you know, we've talked about it. Crazy neighbor over here, crazy neighbor over there. A retired cop across the street who, if you parked, which you can. It's on a public street in front of his house. He would then pull his car and park 1 millimeter from your car.
He was a psycho.
One time I left my car. In front of his house.
Uh-oh, look
for
out.
A week. And he left a crazy note on it about how the street can't get clean. Like, you know, and I had a ticket on the car, and I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
He left an insane note on the car. And I had such crazy visions of revenge because what I wanted to do, you know what I wanted to do for real? No, I'm serious. If I had the money, I would have done this. I wanted to pay people to park multiple cars in front of his house.
Oh, that would have been great. We should do it now.
And I'll be like, I'll pay for your tickets and I'll pay you money every day to leave your car parked in front of his house. And just to fuck with him, you know, because he was so, he was passive aggressive and crazy.
And crazy. And this neighborhood had that policy. It was an unspoken policy in front of all of them. You could not park,
yeah,
in
front of our house
of somebody, even though it's all public property.
And I get it, by the way. I get it. Like, I have a house. I get it. You don't want someone to park in front of your house, but people park in front of my house all the time.
I don't fucking care.
You know, yeah. And I don't go like, I'm going to leave a note on this. I know that car is going to move.
It's absurd that you would care. Tommy, I can't remember in that house. Were we able to park up our driveway? Yeah, we could, right? Like if we drove past the front house.
In Redondo?
Yeah.
You could park one car.
That's right.
In the driveway and one on the street.
That's right.
So they were like, we'll park the one on the street in front of your place only. But we lived in a guest house. So there was actually two other cars. There's the main residence.
Yeah. So we didn't have many choices.
There wasn't a lot of options. And they were like, just don't park here. And you're like, but I need a place to park the car.
But that was a great neighborhood. Besides that, I loved living in.
And here's what's crazy: we go from that, from a scary MacArthur Park to that, to the next neighborhood where our 6-month-old son's first play date is with Kim and Kanye's son. Like,
but let's give a little more context. So yeah. Tom and I are living in this guest house in Redondo. At the time, we've established your mom's house a bit more because we started it in Silver Lake and we're starting to get an audience on YMH. And then, I don't know if people know this, but so your first hour is ready to be taped and you get passed. Comedy Central passes on that hour, right?
That's right.
HBO, yeah. I think, doesn't work. They all pass except for this little platform called Netflix.
Which at the time they said they were about to cross 40 million subscribers, which is like really significant, but it's not like it is today where everyone's like, that's the leader in.
It wasn't like that. So at the time we were like, Netflix,
they said like it almost has as many subscribers as HBO. That's what they were saying. Because they were starting to get steam and Burr had a special on there and he was like, it's really good, man. Like he was like, it's good that you're going to be there. I was like, really?
Yeah, we were disappointed because at the time it was like Comedy Central or HBO. It wasn't like this. And so I'm pregnant. My mother passes away. So I'm dealing with that. Like my head's just down for 9 months, essentially being pregnant. And then we have our son and it's you, me, two dogs in this tiny guest house.
Yeah.
And we're going crazy with
the
newborn.
I'm doing the road like crazy.
You're working like crazy and we're going nuts. And you go, we got to move. We got to get the fuck out of here. And I go, but we can't move. We don't have any money. And you go, no, we do now. Remember, that was the first time. And I go, we do? And we're like, yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. We're like, oh, it was like a Pajitsky effect, you know, where you're like, we only have one phone charger. We have to stay in the guest house in Redondo. Like, oh, we have choices now. We have options. And then we moved to this crazy.
Yeah, so it was a gated community.
Gated community.
And it was a rental. We rented the house. I was like.
Yeah,
we were trying to buy a house, but it's so hard to be on the road so much and try to like drive up to LA to see houses. It just like there was no
time. Plus, we had a newborn, and there's so much going on.
So we rented a house in this neighborhood, and I don't know who lives in this neighborhood. I really don't. I know there's like a drive, like a guard gate, and after like I don't know a few days in the neighborhood, one of the neighbors, I don't know, I think I saw like a crazy car. I was like, that's a crazy ass car. He's like, yeah, it's probably, and he says like a celebrity. And I go, oh, they live here? And he goes, do you know who lives in this neighborhood? And I go,
no.
He goes, oh. And he starts naming, like, athletes, actors. And then he goes, Kim and Kanye. I go, they live here? And he was like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, you'll see her walking around. I go, that's wild. And then, whatever, a week to go by, there's a playground within the gated community. And I go up there, and I remember I took Ellis. He's, like, 5-6 months old. And I sit him down, and a nanny, she's wearing like scrubs, comes over and she's like, oh, how old is he? And I go, he's 6 months. And she goes, so is he. And I go, oh, and she goes, what's his name? And I go, it's Ellis. What's his name? She goes, Saint. And immediately I was like, nah. And I didn't react, though,
like,
you know?
What?
Yeah, big old cheeks on this cute little baby. And then they would play.
Yeah.
And then I would know, I was like, oh, and then I see a guy standing there in black with an earpiece. Oh, it was security.
Well, that
bodyguard.
Came later. Yeah. So they had had that horrible robbery happen in Paris.
That was after.
And then the security guard would show up at the playground. The first time I took him
the
to
the Paris robbery was way after that.
But I don't remember the guy with the earpiece until I thought that was a newer thing.
Really?
Because I think originally it was the nanny in him, and I
would see Saint with different nannies.
Well, I only saw him with one, and she was very so old school. Like, yeah. Was she Caribbean? She had this great accent. Uh-huh. Yeah, Sainty. So yeah. Sainty,
well,
come here.
There was a Jamaican one. There was a Jamaican
and nanny. She was always feeding them, you want your baby mum. Yeah. And then Ellis, she introduced us to baby mum.
And also, Tyga.
Tyga.
Was up there all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, Tyga.
Yeah. That was such a crazy change from being like, hey, can you take your clothes out of the washer? Kanye's going to come pick up his son.
All in a few years. It was crazy. But I also remember a point where Ellis was playing with Saint and there was the guy with the earpiece.
Yeah,
and he was really nice. I'm not saying the guard was nice, but I thought to myself, like,
they always looked at me like, why are you here? Like,
the dad?
Dad's
the moms
come.
And the dads, yeah. Well, because like I said, anyway, there was a point where I thought, oh, this is weird. Like, I don't want Ellis growing up thinking it's normal to have, like, security guards watching you when you play.
Strange.
So I'm glad we left.
Yeah.
Try to be more normal.
Yeah. So that was that crazy thing. And then we moved to another house with neighbors with, well, there was just the shirtless. That's not that crazy.
No, there was a guy that would check his mail shirtless every morning.
And there was a lady who put notes through the
always
fence.
With the notes. There's always crazy people.
That was kind of weird. I'm like, what's this like? Is there a piece of paper in the bushes? And you pick it up and it's like, hey, and it's a letter from a neighbor. And it was like, I can't get mail if you park where you park. And
no,
I'm like,
boy.
I park in my driveway. Where I live, like real crazy notes.
That was wild.
Yeah.
You know what was kind of fun about our old house, the one we just moved from?
Yeah.
Is because we had fruit trees in the backyard, and it would attract rats.
Yeah.
And then getting to kill those rats.
Oh yeah.
Was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, because I had the rat trap guy come out.
Golf club.
No.
Oh.
Not like that. Oh. But like, I remember one time. Like Fief would come running up with like a dead rat in his mouth and I'd be like, yeah, dog. Like I liked finding them in the backyard dead and all stiff. And then like, I found a lot of them.
And now we're moving again.
I know. What's wrong with us? I don't want to move anymore, Tommy. This is it, right? This is it.
No.
No, babe. I can't move the kids again.
Oh,
we can't
we're
do
moving
it with the
again.
Kids. No.
Oh, yes, we are.
Where are we going to go after?
In a couple of years, we'll move to Miami. And then
Miami?
And then we'll move to New York. And then we're going to move back to L.A., and then we finally will settle down in Hong Kong.
Where am I going to get my plastic surgery and stuff?
Oh, we'll come back here for that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that anywhere else.
This is where they do it best.
What a stroll down memory lane, Jeans.
Yeah, I know.
We've been through a lot of places and phases together, man. And now this new Austin, this whole new Tejas.
Whole new thing.
Can I tell you, though, as much as Angelino as I am in my heart, for real, though, I'm feeling ready. I'm ready to embrace Tejas. I'm ready to embrace barbecue. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to say y'all. Are you going to say y'all?
It's going to be, yeah, but I say y'all already.
Oh, yeah, because you're from Hickory. You've been there.
I've been saying y'all. I've been done saying y'all.
Will you say y'all?
Like when I move there?
Do you think you will?
Probably not.
You're not going to say how y'all doing?
I don't think so. Like, I mean, I was raised by two Israeli parents, so I already say like some English words a little weird.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, like you say one instead of one. So let's go into, here's the Big Titted Challenge. Every week they keep pouring in.
These are fun.
It's your turn to take the dog out, you big titted animal.
Okay, no.
It's a cute dog.
Yeah, no.
No.
Not
She's
having
like,
it.
No.
I love it.
Yeah.
Are you almost done ordering the food, you big titted animal?
What are you doing?
Can I tell you why I love these so much? Is that the stakes are so high for the men doing these challenges.
Yeah.
You feel the
you
gravity.
You can really piss off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This can go really wrong for a guy.
Yeah. And it looks like this was on the verge of going really wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was not having that. Those are my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Come here, you big titted animal.
Sorry?
Well, junior college route.
You just call me a big titted animal.
I can still be a part of competitive.
Yeah.
Are you filming with it?
What did she say?
I don't know.
At the end.
Come here, you big titted animal.
Sorry?
Well, junior college route.
You just call me a big titted animal.
I can still be a part of competitive.
Yeah.
Are you filming with it?
Are you filming with that?
I don't know.
Are you filming me?
Are you filming me?
So
wow,
great.
I love when the Brits do it. It's
I know.
So much better.
That accent is fantastic.
Yeah. Big
all right, I'm going to take your car to go get dinner, all right? Big titted animal.
What?
You big titted animal.
What? Yeah. What did you just call me?
A big titted animal.
A big titted animal?
Yeah.
I don't have big tits.
I think they're fine.
They're not big.
They're big enough.
Okay, well then big enough titted animal.
She's got big slops. Those are good.
Those are nice. Yeah.
She had a good
this one you're
going to
that's a special one for you. Ready?
Okay.
Oh, another game. The like Melly Island.
Hungarian.
No, I couldn't hear it because there's music.
Yeah.
My own.
Oh, another game.
Where's my breakfast, you big titted animal? I can't understand what she's saying.
No. Right.
He says, "Where's my breakfast, you big titted animal?" I can't understand what she keeps mumbling.
Yeah.
Well,
what are you doing, you big titted animal? What?
Hi, Tom. Hi, Christina.
You're a douchebag.
I watched the show too, fuckface.
Fuckface.
Oh, shit. That is so great. That is Art and Amanda. The other one, the Hungarians are Oliver and Leila.
But I wish I understood what Leila said back. I want to hear it.
There was Brody and Brittany, Miles and Naomi, Ronnie in the car, and Bailey and Shane.
I can't believe, so Bailey knew who we were.
No, the last one? No, that's Art and Amanda.
Amanda knew.
Amanda
She's
knew.
Like, I listened to the show too, you fuckface.
Yeah. So
what are you doing there, fuckface?
God, that was funny. You've seen this? Horrible, hilarious. Riding your Mormon riding his bike down the stairs.
Oh, shoot.
Shoot? Fucking nerds. Just say shit.
Oh my
Babe,
god.
Babe, I was watching the clip of the woman getting her back cracked from last week. I was dying. She's so brutalized in that.
Guess what? We have an update.
Oh shit.
Relax the head for a minute.
Oh fuck. Oh.
Yep. We got one more to go right here. You okay right there, Lorraine?
Okay.
Good. There it is. Beautiful. So, what's up, everybody? This is No Pain Lorraine. You remember her? She's alive. You well? You healthy? You happy?
Yes.
And they think my adjustment killed you.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Because he got so much traction. And I'm not saying from us, like the internet. It went viral, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like, even on his TikTok, that video had like 11 million views after a couple
of days. I think because Lorraine's tongue habit.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too. I think because she was like, yeah.
A little more movement here, you know, a little less resistance from the right trap and tissue.
Old people, stop. They're so frail.
They're so frail. She looks so scared. What happened?
Man, why is it so funny to hear old people getting adjusted?
Oh, so funny.
Poor lady.
Ow!
Feels good?
You good?
Just like Amazon Prime.
Good, huh?
Good movement there, huh?
Yeah.
Man, what's his line?
He's like,
this ain't
all
Amazon
healing
Prime.
Takes time, and this ain't Amazon Prime. And she's like,
yeah. Ow.
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 He's like, "You good?" Yeah.
Yeah. Is that good?
She's terrible.
Feel better? God.
Wait, what'd you think of the bike ride?
Well, that's hilarious because that guy's an idiot. He should have known better. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's not like a kid. That guy was old, and he's obese.
Here's another one.
He shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, no, the bike guy?
Wasn't he obese?
No.
Oh, he just looks fat.
Okay. Well, maybe he could suck Fed Smoker's cock. All right.
120 pounds.
You gotta be.
You know how hard it is? Personally, I was 120 pounds. When I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know how fucking hard it was for me?
Yeah, I was 120 in fifth grade. Here we go. Ready? You got to watch, man.
Hold on. I got to get my glasses cleaned up. Well, if you did it for me, I wouldn't have to fucking do it. God, how do you like your life? Tom and I, just so you know, Tom and I have been doing this thing where we snap at each other.
Yeah.
It's a joke between us, so don't get scared, okay?
Sometimes. Here we go.
God. Fuck. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like skateboarders getting hurt.
Oh. God damn. I'm going to watch that again.
No, and they're not wearing any pads or anything. Dude.
That reminds me of the guy in the train got hit by the train because he goes flying too. Remember that?
Yep, I'd say they go flying just as far as each other.
And his body gets
a lot less blood in this one though.
You got to see this video.
No, thank you. I changed my mind. I don't want to be on the text.
You don't want to be on it?
I don't. I changed my mind. I don't need to see it. It sticks with me.
Nah, you need to.
I can't even handle that Jessica Biel show.
Oh, what's going on here?
Oh.
Hey, Parker, you're going to watch Daddy vacuum?
Oh, no.
Daddy's got a vacuum.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Bitsy does.
Yeah, dogs don't like vacuum cleaners.
Oh, it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt you.
I don't like this at all. I'm not. I don't like it.
Okay, can I ask you something? Honestly, how are you not turned on? You're not turned on by that at all?
I mean, we have a dog that does the same thing. It's just like...
Yeah, so you can do it with your friends.
Do you want me to do this too? Do I have to get cat ears and dog ears and paws put on now?
I mean...
Are we doing pup play? It's not sexual.
That's kind of cool. I kind of like it.
How about you be the dog and I vacuum? I'm doing all this other stuff for you. I'm the one getting my tits done. I'm the one getting tats. Can you at least pretend to be a dog for me? It requires no surgery. Hello?
Nope. No.
You don't even love me.
You be the dog. Hey, you remember this video from a few weeks ago?
Oh, you little bastard. You want to challenge my pack?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hate to say this, but I'm not the alpha that you want to challenge.
Uh-oh.
Because my true alpha is right there. Yeah. So if you want to challenge one of us,
uh-oh.
Oh boy,
you have to go through all of us.
Oh, God.
Very cool.
It's like these nerds watch these nerd cartoons. Is this like a nerd superhero thing?
You gotta go through us.
Chris, you watch this nerd stuff. Isn't this like nerd culture? Isn't this a reference to some hentai or something? What is this shit called?
The anime that he watches?
Yeah, isn't this like go through me, you go through all of us in the wolf pack?
No, this is just stupid people.
Yeah, this is not.
Oh, I mean, okay.
So do you want to see...
God,
an update
it.
From them?
Of course, I live for this.
Okay,
stuff.
Here's the update from the same guy.
One thing I'm going to say right now is that these dress comments need to stop.
Oh.
Immediately. Because my whole entire wardrobe involves work shirts, work pants, and military-issued steel-toed boots. So I suggest you knock it all off. About me wearing dresses and having them in my wardrobe because I don't. Nor I have any plans to buy more. Because I only have one dress in my house that I keep locked up because it's my wife's wedding dress. And that is it. Enough is enough. I am tired of seeing my comments being blown up every day.
He is.
Try on a new dress, like this color of a dress. Enough!
There's a lane that we've seen a few times where it's the person who, like, how can you think that you can dictate comments? Like, it is the craziest thing. And I automatically go like, oh, you're going to see a lot more of those comments.
Now, yeah, it's going to elicit more.
Yeah.
And not only that, like, let's say someone does leave you a shitty comment. You threatening them is not going to change their decision on you.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to help.
No, of course.
And also, hold on. Is this stolen valor? He's like, I wear...
Military-issued steel-toed
boots?
Yeah,
I'm pretty clear he's
my
not in the military.
My thought was like, oh, fuck, this guy was in the military?
I don't think so.
He totally could have been. You don't know.
I think he thinks he is or was. He thinks he's G.I. Joe. He's not.
You never know.
I don't know what he's doing.
You really never know.
This guy's on his own.
Yeah.
He's doing his own thing and stuff like
he's
that.
He's doing his own thing.
I don't think the military would take him. I don't know.
People are saying that
what's
this,
on his neck? Is it a dragon or a lizard or something?
It's just a cool fucking pendant. What's wrong with you? It's a cool chain.
Would you wear a cool amulet?
I mean, I had
a
fucking
pendant?
Black onyx necklace with black diamonds. So yeah.
Not that. I want you to wear like a nerd thing like that.
With like a...
Please. Like a dragon claw yeah. holding a... Remember, like, I used to go to the Psychic Eye bookshop as a teenager, and yeah. you buy, like, the dragon claw, and it holds, like...
I've been offered crystals, and people are like, you need to come get some crystals.
You need to get... Yeah. Why aren't you getting your crystals? You got to sort out your energy.
And I'm like, I don't think you know who you're talking to.
Do you not want to balance your energy?
Yeah,
do you need to wear... Okay, will you wear a crystal necklace?
Really? Yeah, those right there. Those are pretty cool.
You can get a crystal necklace subscription, and then every month, your different birthstones.
Well, first of all, if you wear those,
please.
You can never wear a shirt. Those are for shirtless guys only, you know?
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Yes.
Okay, so if I get on my body
if I
knots,
start wearing crystals, you'll know that I can make a fire from nothing. I don't wear shirts anymore. And I think I've gotten deeply into, you know,
Tantra,
the spiritual life.
You're into, hold on. If you're wearing crystal,
reflexology. With strangers, I'll be like, oh, how are you feeling right now? Do you want me to?
You're definitely into men's groups where you orgasm together.
Yeah.
But it's not sexual.
It's
you do
all
your
about
breathing, your breath work.
Breath work. And allow the crystals to open your chakras. Yeah.
Yeah. You start saying things about chakras.
If you're a lady, and do you think a lady ever. What kind of lady's drawn to a guy who's like, oh, my breath work is really
yeah okay
top-tier.
I think women who
bathe in their menstrual blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, here's the deal. I think that those guys, there's a lot that are really sensitive.
Yeah.
Like in San Francisco, there's a lot of breath work guys and mm-hmm. crystal magic guys.
Yeah.
And you have to have a lot of bracelets too. Yeah. They love string bracelets.
They do love it.
And they're sensitive. They're, you know.
Sure. So if that's what you want.
But so the woman that's into that is definitely more natural. She probably wears recyclable, reusable menstrual pads. She uses a menstrual cup. She mm-hmm. washes her hair with sandalwood shampoo. She's definitely vegan. And yeah. you're going to have to go vegan, too, to be with her. She definitely has armpit
definitely,
hair.
Definitely doesn't shave her pits.
No.
Gross.
Yeah, so chicks with the hairy pits, they love to take pictures
with
their arms up.
She leads with point of personal privilege.
Always.
Yeah.
Hair, armpit hair privilege.
Do you think this looks like
what me? About people that can't grow armpit hair? God, be mindful. Do better.
Do you think this looks like me?
Welcome to Russia, White Washer.
I love it.
It's me and Bert.
I love this. Welcome to Russia, you fucking pussy.
10 below.
I know.
Jesus.
Celsius.
Yeah.
That's even more than Fahrenheit.
He didn't give a fuck. He's just sitting in the snow.
Oh, yeah.
And then a bear.
They jump in the fucking ice water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with a bear. The Russians are crazy.
Amazing.
Russians are fucking crazy.
Yeah. Fucking crazy.
Crazy.
Well, you know, we haven't had like a real crazy guy in a while.
Oh, a new...
Yeah, you don't mind if I film you, do you?
Yeah, go around.
No, all right.
Don't take that towel.
Yeah, well, I just got out of the shower.
I got you.
Okay. Now, I just called the police. Listen to me. Listen to me first. No, let me talk first.
Let Anderson Anderson. I'm famous. I'm famous. I'm YouTube famous. I'm YouTube famous. Let me see the pretty girl. The pretty girl cop. I don't want to see an ugly man cop. The pretty. That's a dude? Oh, my God. You look like a woman. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Crazy. Where did you guys find this?
YouTube. It was submitted.
I get so nervous talking back to law enforcement.
Like that?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking first. Fucking crazy.
Can't they just...
No. I didn't mean that. No, I didn't. Are you accusing me of being homosexual?
No.
You're the one that said...
But if I am homosexual, is there anything wrong with that?
Oh, God.
Are you sure about that? There's a kill all the Jews, and you remember Ralph Fiennes in that movie, the Steven Spielberg movie?
Which one?
You know what I'm talking about.
You know.
Schindler's List. You look like the guy who shoots the Jews. He wakes up in the morning and he shoots the Jews who aren't working hard enough on the continent.
I'm Johnny Bravo, man.
Johnny Bravo, where are you from again? Germany?
Johnny Bravo, man, you know, fucking...
Berlin?
It is wild to start talking to cops like that. And they're outside your door. Fuck. That is actually point of personal privilege here.
Oh, my gosh.
Only a white guy could get away with this shit, man. I'm talking to you, all right? You fucking Nazi.
It is crazy town.
Crazy, dude.
I just called the police and told you all to check because they've been threatening to kill each other through the ceiling and yelling at me and banging on the door.
Oh,
and I could just... Earlier, there were two police officers that came here, and they said, by law, they do not have to identify their name and badge number.
You don't have to.
Well, then how come on the internet...
Huh?
He is exhausting. It's almost like, you know, the great thing about the Fed Smoker clips is that they're so short.
Yeah.
Like, you can't watch him for minutes.
I know.
You
like,
need like 30 seconds.
I want to see the cops mace this guy.
I know. I actually kind of want to see it kind of go further than
Same.
That.
Well, and they're being really nice to him and like they're actually humoring him because the camera's on.
Yeah.
But like just hose this guy.
Here's the best though, right?
Like, you have a fake dick. Hey, he just shut the door in my face and tried to hurt me. You just tried to push the door in my face. He just shut the door in my face and tried to bust it in my nose. Look, they're running from me again. Are you running from me? Are you running from me, Mr. Nazi? Bye-bye, Nazi. Have fun thinking about killing Jews while you jack off.
We at YMH have found a new hero. They come along every now and then. This guy's going to be so entertaining. Do we have more?
I hope not. I don't want to watch him ever again.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm intrigued. I want to know what other trouble he's going to get himself into.
No,
this is just the beginning of something really good.
I don't think so.
Dude, you don't get it.
I don't get it.
Is he on
meth? I don't
meth?
Like him at all.
Because what is it? Dr. Drew says meth goes to the police. Cocaine runs away.
That's exactly right. But this guy, I'm thinking mental. I'm thinking this is mania.
Oh,
I think that this is, I mean, it could be drugs too, but I think he's
drugs or mental illness.
Yeah.
I'm going to go drugs.
It's real crazy too when you see some, because this usually ends actually with someone getting hurt by the police. You're trying to like provoke and say shit like that, you know, like that's not going to end well for you usually. He's lucky.
Here's why I'm going to go drugs and not mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Usually with mental illness, you hear a lot of stuff like, you know, and the number 99, and there's dragons in the walls, and the red the white chariots, and like he's just doing like, yeah, you want to fucking fight me, which is meth talk. Like,
maybe.
You fucking bitch, yeah,
maybe.
You fucking, you know, Nazi, da da da.
I feel like he's super lucky to be alive.
Oh my God,
that guy's really, and I really hate him. I really, really hate him.
So do I.
Yeah, God.
Can I take a piss before we go any further?
Sure. And you peed.
I did. I pushed really hard. Are you supposed to push hard every time you go?
Doctors recommend that you do whenever you pee or poop.
I swear I do.
They always say
good.
To grab onto the side of the bowl, pretend like you have moments to live and push as hard as you can.
I do every time I pee, and I know it's not good
for
me.
That's probably why you're doing well.
You're doing good.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Yeah. I don't care. I push. Yeah. Do you push when you pee? Is that just a girl thing?
No, I usually just let it kind of...
You do your thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your, with your penis privilege.
With my penis privilege, yeah.
God, yeah. So much fur on it. All right. You got some more crazies? What you got for me, Segura?
I haven't seen this one. Let's see what this guy's all about.
It's COVID out here. Everybody's dying.
You know what? This is too crazy. I want to cleanse the
you
palate
want
with something
TikToks?
Fun.
Okay.
No, this is something sweet right here. Ready? I think this does come from a TikTok. This is a French dad with an English speaking daughter, and she's having him say English words that he can't pronounce.
Oh, I love
but it's
that.
Sweet.
Foreign stuff.
It's a nice cleanse
sorbet
from crazy. Okay.
Sure.
What is my French dad's going to pronounce as care, care, water, fur, harbor. This comes from the new pharmacy, particular routine, 80 pockets, crocodile, tablets.
That's it. It's sweet.
That's adorable.
You can't say those words.
My dad could never say, he would say biscuit instead of biscuit. My mom would say alufolia for aluminum foil.
Yeah.
It's crispy outside. And she would say fuck ass. She said, you fuck ass. Which like is not even a word.
Yeah, no one really says fuck ass.
I like
anymore.
Fuck ass. What do your Israeli parents say?
There was, let's see. I mean, I said mango wrong for the longest time. I'd call it mongo.
Oh, because of your, yeah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't realize. I extra pronounce like G at the end of words that end in ing. I didn't even realize that was wrong until like 2 years ago.
You would pronounce what?
The G at the end of like, say like, oh, I'm walking to the store.
Mm-hmm. Walking.
I've been called out multiple times for pronouncing that last G.
You mean as opposed to?
As opposed to just saying walking.
Walking. Walking.
Like
walking.
I really pronounce it.
Oh, you really hit the G?
And multiple people have hit me up. They're like, you're saying it weird. I'm like, I'm from Los Angeles. This is how we say it. Yeah. And then other Angelinos are like, that's not how we say it.
Because people call me out for making that G sound like a K. I'll say walking.
Yeah, that is weird.
No, yeah, that's a foreign parent thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
Great. Well, how are you supposed to say it? Walking.
Walking.
Yeah. Walking. Yeah. Or are you going to sneeze? Don't say anything to everybody.
There, you did it. You just did it. Thanks. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you do that if you know it upsets me? What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm going to do something today that I hope
I
pisses you off.
I love you. You already did.
No, I'm going to do something to try to ruin your day today now.
What was I supposed to do? Ignore it? Well,
yes.
This is what your face looks like, though. I look over and you go.
Right, because I want to sneeze and you just fucked it up.
So what should I have done?
Nothing.
What should I have done? Just keep talking and stop and watch you?
You already know this. You already
should
know this.
Should I stop and just watch you like that?
No, just fucking keep talking. God damn it. Did you fucking fart?
No.
God.
I didn't fart. Did you fucking fart?
Ruined my day. I hope you have a bad day today and the rest of this week.
Okay. Are you going to see your shrink this week or what's going on?
I heard you bitches was looking for me.
I have to fart.
I hate you so much.
I wish I had a fart, Mike.
So I guess this needs to be said too. All you people that think Biden is the president, you guys cannot get no stupider, okay? He's not in the White House. It's closed down. He is on a movie set. You guys are so freaking ignorant that I just have to laugh, because you're not hurting my feelings. Never one time did Trump ever have to fake anything he's done. Not one time. He don't fake shit. Why is Biden faking he's in the White House? Because he's not your president. Wake the fuck up. How dumb can you be? Like, you're so dumb.
You realize
you're the dumbest people I've ever met in my
God,
life.
She just changed my life.
People.
Wow.
I didn't realize Biden was fake.
That like our country's full of people like this. I know.
It's mostly full of people like this.
It's really insane. There's like, this is not like five people like this.
No.
There's a few million people who are like, yeah, definitely. He's
just,
on the
you
movie
know,
set.
I did fart. Sorry, I wanted to clarify that before we got. I just, full disclosure, I have to be honest with you.
How are you getting home?
I don't know. I forgot my phone today, so I can't even call an Uber.
I'll call you one. Because you're not riding with me.
Hold on, I have to fart.
I got a large fry and a sweet and sour sauce.
I'm Lincoln. I got a large fry and a sweet and sour sauce.
Hi, I'm Ian. I got a poor diet and sweet and sour cum.
I just like that. I guess that's a thing now. The kids are getting their french fries and their sweet and sour sauce.
What?
I like his response to that. He's duetting the stupidity of these french fry and sour sauce things. I've got...
So I was thinking tonight, and I'm angry. And the issue is that women are fucking stupid. Like, literally, if you think about it, we could have just kept our mouths shut, and we wouldn't have to work 40 hours a week. 40 plus hours a week. When I was a single mom, I was on salary, I wasn't making that much. Honey, I was working fucking 80 hours a week. Like, I don't want to do that shit. Like, I'd rather have a man work 80 hours a week. Like, I'll stay home, raise my kids, maintain a homestead. Like, this is ridiculous, women. This is our own fault. If you could have just kept your damn mouth shut from talking about the right to work, like, we'd be fine. Unless I'm talking about the right to vote. That is a big-ass responsibility, women. I don't want that responsibility. I want to stay home. I want to work out. I want to watch my baby. I want to take care of the house. I will cook. I will clean. Honey, I will be on my knees every night blowing you.
I don't understand why every woman's a fucking stupid idiot.
She's right.
She's the cool girl club.
She is super cool.
We need a riff for the cool girl club.
Yeah, she's pretty rad. That is a really cool chick.
She is super cool.
Yeah.
She took it to voting, too. I was like, damn.
Voting, and she's like, oh, man. She just doesn't want to work, which I don't blame her.
I don't blame her.
She's grinding out 80-hour weeks. I mean, goddamn.
It's a lot. Yeah. It is a lot, but...
And she's like, why do we have to fucking...
But you can also find a guy who will let you just stay home.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have the choice to do it.
Of course. You just need to fucking level up.
Find someone.
Yeah.
Level up.
Hello, everyone. I want to know, what is your favorite cereal? Your favorite cereal. Mine are cornflakes. So let me know what your favorite cereal is.
This is terrifying. I didn't think that question could scare me, but it did.
This is Disco Bob, and he's got some other interesting videos, too, where he highlights the special Oreos he bought from
Walmart. What a boring
Walmart.
Choice, too. He's like, mine are cornflakes.
It's so boring.
That's so fucking boring.
But he's really this nice, and I've done a deep dive on his posts, and they're all very, they're innocent. They're like, hey guys, want to see me dance in my garage? Like, he's really sweet.
I don't like him.
Yeah, I know.
Those of you who are watching this TikTok video, I must have something serious to say. You are not allowed to meet up with any user who you may meet on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or even on YouTube. This is against the social media rules. I may tend to get some of that, but I don't have to meet up if I don't want to. The choice is mine. I am an adult, and I can choose to stay at home and obey the rules or go out and disobey the rules.
Yeah, you can do that.
Because if I do, my parents will be very disappointed in me. And this is the number one serious video that I'm making on TikTok, just to inform everybody to steer clear of anybody who you may think is trying to trick you.
Oh.
Wow. He's got some Potter lenses on his face,
yeah.
Huh? Those things are magnifying those
eyes. Did you know it was against the rules
I didn't know that.
People from TikTok, Facebook, Instagram?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was against the rules. I'm glad he
either.
Told us that, though.
Yeah.
Because his parents will be very upset.
How old is he?
I don't know. Maybe 17.
Doesn't he
17?
Seem old enough to choose to go out if he wants to?
Yeah.
this found its way into your...
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, he usually makes funny talks, but this is his one serious talk, and I thought the people listening could really...
What are his funny ones like?
This is just impressions of stuff and songs and things and stuff like that.
Cannot believe you fucking sit through this shit.
Hi, how's everybody's day doing? Good. I would like to have some more followers, especially all you single ladies. Comment, follow, especially comment, and more followers. Definitely.
Okay.
That's where it cuts off?
That's where it cuts off. But go to the next one and you'll notice something really neat. Oh, that's not him.
No. It's not there.
No. You guys distilled it.
Okay.
Because they're all... This guy literally did about 20 of the same exact message, but in different locations.
Same thing.
The same thing. He goes, hi, how are you guys doing? Good. I just want to know, I want some more followers. If you could like and comment, that would be great, especially the lady. And he does it exactly the same, but in different places. I thought that was
Shut
unique.
Shut the fuck up when cops ask questions. Look, see, that's the rearview mirror. If you hang shit from it, like air freshener or anything, that's a vehicle code violation. Cop will pull you over. Stop.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So he's an attorney.
I usually have like 40 air fresheners hanging from my rear. So yeah.
You've seen those people. So he's telling you how not to get pulled over. And
yeah, he's always like, shut the fuck up. Oh, that's his shirt.
Yeah.
Hashtag shut the fuck up.
I didn't know that you could get pulled over just for that.
I didn't know either.
Do you still have your high school graduation tassels?
Yeah, of course. It's one of my biggest accomplishments.
96.
I think it's so funny when people are like, I graduated high school. You're like, yeah, like, no shit.
Everybody's stupid.
The fuck, man? Do you get a water bill, too? That's pretty impressive.
Do you not wear your high school ring anymore?
Yeah, no, I took it off. But I'm having diamonds added to it.
What if I insist?
By the way,
I
realize the privilege involved with saying that graduating high school is no big deal, and that some people are like, I come from a community where, you know, a lot of people, and I'd like to stop right now and address this, that was very insensitive, and that, you know, if you are the first high school graduate in your family, that it's certainly commendable, and, you know, maybe time to grow the fuck up and realize that it's not a big deal. Right?
Point of personal privilege, Tom.
Okay. Let's move on to the next thing.
Hello there. Stop. Drop. And roll.
I love him. So this guy is such a joy on TikTok. He's got 1 million followers now, and I'd like to congratulate myself for discovering him when he was very new. His whole thing is dressing in different outfits and saying, hello, bitch, and doing these different scenarios, act him outs. I love his fashion. I love his attitude. I love everything about him. What? What? I don't understand. What could you not like about Hello Bitch?
What's his handle?
I can't remember offhand. You have to look at it. At Brendan. Brandon?
Okay. I don't know.
He's fantastic. Fantastic. Okay. Like, really just a good talent. Bringing joy. My prediction on the TikTok world, much like Dogface 420, the cranberry juice drinking guy on the skateboard, mm-hmm. Hello Bitch is going to blow up next. He's got that kind of potential to completely transform. Oh, it's Aaron Techner. Yeah. At Aaron Tichenor, AaronTichenor. I think he's talented as shit. He's okay. Going to blow up next.
Well, congratulations, Aaron, on your 1 million followers.
Yeah. He's doing the Lord's work on there.
Don't compliment that bitch. You're giving her value. Don't compliment that bitch.
Yeah.
Don't tell her nothing. Don't open no door. Don't do nothing.
Yeah.
You think the arrogant asshole, the Pookie and Ray Ray give her compliments? Fuck that bitch. They don't give her compliments. That's why she going fuck them to seek their validation. The second you give a girl a compliment, her pussy get dried in a motherfucker. Stop complimenting them bitches. You fucking nice guys. Damn, this shit is simple. This is not rocket science, fellas. This is not rocket science. Stop calling a girl all the time. Stop texting a girl all the time. Act like you got 100 goddamn women at your beck and call. They have dated enough guys. Every woman has dated enough guys with options to know how they fucking act. I am telling you, any woman who dated me would know that this guy obviously got a lot of options. That's why they sit here. I wish I could show you my text messages. They just pursue me. Are we seeing each other this weekend? They don't
know.
This guy's the shit.
Yeah. Do you agree?
Yeah.
It's a good tactic.
Well, here's the thing. It's one of those things where I go, he's right, but like it is kind of toxic advice. You know what I mean? Like he's right. But He's also right for a certain type of woman, right?
Right, yeah. It's not for like a really good, long-lasting relationship.
If you're talking about, yeah, if you're talking about a girl that, exactly, where you go like, I want to be in a, like somebody who you go, she's, you know, whatever, interesting and smart and funny and witty and like the full package. I don't think that you want to like not, you know, but if you're talking about hookup stuff, then his tactic is correct.
Yeah, I think you're right. Absolutely. The guy that's just out to get his D sucks.
If he's trying to get laid, his advice is spot on.
It is, yeah.
You can't be like...
This is just player stuff.
It's
like
player stuff.
If you're
stuff.
Just playing, yes. This is how you play.
Yes.
He's right. Because you're always way more attractive in the dating world when you're aloof and mysterious like Jackie Onassis.
It's
I think
true.
That's what he's saying.
But I don't know. There's also a line, like there's a line of like when it becomes not worth it, right?
What do you mean?
If someone's too aloof.
Oh, so then that's,
then
you're
they
like, don't like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
But I just remember back when I was single, I mean.
Do you feel like that?
Beat them off with a stick, you know?
Yeah, but do you feel that, okay, as a woman, how do you feel about the compliment part? Because there is like a line for that, right? You
I
want
think,
a compliment.
Yeah, here's the deal. Here's how it goes. You don't want him complimenting you until you've decided
that you like him.
That you like him.
Yeah.
The guy who leads with the compliment, immediately you're kind of like, that's kind of a pussy dryer.
Yeah.
Just because it is kind of a beta move. And
gosh, you're so...
You're so pretty. Well, like, you know, shit, that's why you came to talk to me, because you obviously are attracted to me. You don't need to tell me that. And not only that, it's kind of not... It's a weak thing. I'm not responsible for how I look. It's not something I did.
Right.
So it's like a stupid compliment.
Well.
Women are fucking stupid.
Yeah. You got to remember that.
Like, I would rather a guy come up to me and compliment something that is an intrinsic a value that I actually...
Don't compliment that bitch.
Yeah.
That I actually have. You know, someone's like, I heard that thing you said on that podcast, or I like how you think. I like how you speak. I like how
exciting.
You write. Yeah.
Yeah. But if someone just being like, your eyes.
You're hot. Yeah, you're like, so what? Yeah. Like, I didn't do that. That's not mine.
Right. Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
It is. It's fucking crazy. I mean, he is.
He's right.
He's spot on.
He's right.
It's so negative.
It's so toxic. Yeah. But I'll tell you. It does, like when I was a younger girl, there were guys that would pull this aloof shit on you, and it is hot.
It is.
It's immediately alluring because you're like, oh, he doesn't give a fuck about me? Every other guy on the planet is telling me how cute I am.
Right.
Why is he not interested in me? And then it makes you interested in them.
Right.
So he's right. Again, I say this.
But how would the guy do it?
When I was 20, that was exciting.
Right.
And then you grow up and you're like, oh, that guy's damaged.
How would he be aloof to you though?
So when all the other guys are giving you so much attention, like saying how pretty you are, you're right. Like maybe you're at a party and he's going to ignore you in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's
not coming up to you.
Not coming. He does not come up to you. Like he'll walk away as you're talking to him and not be like super interested.
And then you're like, God. Why?
And then you're like, wow. And he's not trying to like get your number or like be all up in your fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he might not call right away. That's another thing. He might give it a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now I say call because the last time I was single was a million years ago. I'm assuming now it's like text. He won't just right away.
Yeah, you know, what made my dick soft one time is that I went on a date with this girl and it was a good date and I liked her. And she, as I left, was texting me.
Eager beaver.
And I was like,
it's gross.
We just made out. And now you're like, I got to see you again. I'm like, huh? Too much. It was too soon for too much. That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Too much once you're got the wheels going is fine.
It's different.
You guys are going.
You're in love.
But
the courting stuff?
The courting stuff, yeah.
Needs to be a little, you need to be a little
finesse
like,
to it. Little bit of finesse.
Yeah. Also, you can tell when a girl likes you. You know, I think, can't men tell? Can you tell
sometimes
when a girl?
No. Sometimes we're dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you think you know what I mean? Like, because it can be subtle.
Here's the thing, though. These guys that are players. Okay, so I'm trying to think of the guys in my million years ago who I thought were cute. Okay, the guy that's a player that can do this usually has tons of girls in his rotation.
Yes.
And then you know that he's a player and he has a lot of girls. So you know you're trying to get his attention because he fucks a lot.
Yeah.
That dynamic has to be there first.
Yeah. Like this guy. He definitely fucks.
That guy fucks, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I wish I could show you my text messages, man.
Yeah. See?
Don't compliment that bitch.
Yeah.
So if he's that guy who's got all these rotation, the girl that's attracted that knows already.
Yeah.
So you're into being ignored.
But he is definitely giving good advice. Oh, his handle is alpha male something.
Alpha right? male strategies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Strategies. Jesus. This is, I love that there's a lane of this, that there's a bunch of guys like, let me tell you how to talk to a bitch, man.
Yeah, that's great.
So aggressive.
Not wrong.
Yeah, no, it's not wrong. It's not wrong. Yeah. I wish this would have been my big brother, you know, when I was in middle school. Hey, man, stop feeling sorry for that bitch.
It's like, true. You know what the best way is, at least what happened to me back in the day, is to make friends with the girl that friends is with, like in those circles, so that when you socialize, like on a Friday night, there's a party, that you're in her vicinity.
Yeah.
That you're not like up her twat. And then eventually you get introduced normally.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want to tear apart her pussy lips. What did he say?
Oh, God.
You tear her twat apart.
God. Fed smoker, man.
No.
That was so cool that we got that gift today.
I know.
Whew. Yeah.
Tears them twat lips to pieces.
Gee, he sounds like a pirate. He's so cool.
Yeah.
He should have done cartoons.
You might cry because you can't have my cock, ladies.
Yeah. Oh, this was the best one.
I just suck on my cock a little bit just because I'm a good sport.
Because he's a good sport.
He's a good sport. That's if you're over 120.
120.
He's the man. Love you, Fed Smoker. Rest in peace, Conald. All right. We got to wrap it up. Hopefully we'll see you on Friday at the live show.
OMG.
We're super excited about the live show. Livestream.ymhstudios.com. To get your tickets, I highly recommend, listen, everybody goes there at showtime. A lot of people. If you have a chance, if you plan on watching it, get your ticket beforehand. You won't have to deal with any of the traffic of people arriving all at the same time. And yes, you can see it for an entire week. So if you want to watch after the live stream, you give it like a couple hours to reprocess. They upload it again, and you can watch it for a whole week. But if you want to see it live, like I said, goes down on Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Great guest. It's going to be a great show. Anything else, Gene?
No, I love you.
Love you, too.
I'm sorry I ruined your sneeze.
It's okay.
Do you forgive me?
Yeah, I forgive you. You put out later. All right. Here's You Think You're Tough? In parentheses, I Deserve a Steak by Odd Track Numbers. See you next week.
Bye.
All the people who think you're tough, fuck you. You're a fucking pussy. You think you're tough? Fuck, man. Fuck. You're a broke ass pussy, bitch. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I'm a man. Fuck, man. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I pay for it. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I'm a man. Fuck, man. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. Fuck, man. Fuck. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I'm a man. Fuck, man. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I pay for it. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I'm a man. Fuck, man. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. Fuck, man. Fuck. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I'm a man. Fuck, man. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I pay for everything. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I'm a man. Fuck, man. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. Fuck, man.